listening to Drone Gnome from Oob Radio, broadcasting actual living gnomes while you wait in Shirley and Spinoza's magical live Sunday night tradition. Break from city life and remember your roots, Forest Brothers.
What you heard in that last set before the Oob Radio Players live performance were three tunes, beginning with a version of Radio Gnome Invisible by Gong from the Radio Gnome Invisible Volume 1. After that, a gnome advertising cut-up provided to us by Mr. Noam Chomsky. The source material for that was a Budweiser ad, and followed by The Laughing Gnome, performed by Ronnie Hilton, recorded in 1967.
Morphogenic fields of Imperia.
Big shadowed moon. The whisper of an oak. Delicious subterfuge of moths. A night. Asleep and awake. Springing and decaying, newly ancient and old at birth. Unroads made by unfeet, unmapped and untread. Filtered fog to carpet the children and the dead. Lean out of branches and trace the line where the dappled silhouettes of leaf forms become the hard fingertips of trees. A stir in the wild wood, and all is well. A universe of complex simplicity. And dreamlike. Or only a dream? A dream only. Hard and artificial light define the corners of my bare room, and the night is alive only with sin and disappointment. My forest cousins, I left you when pride swelled in my breast, and that pride has unmade me in days. When I knew every tree as a brother, I spied a growing planet of power in the concrete spires of mankind's newfound strength of willful cities. I marched off to the University of Energy to tap the greatness of the modern intellectual, and I was literally dwarfed. I've eked out a simple life of nothingness and toil. I've settled into a multi-leveled cage on the edge of a packing district, separated from the halls of education by an oily river. I've found temporary employment in the service of a little-known artisan. He's a modestly talented sculptor, and I am his undignified model and muse. He struggles to capture my likeness, but nonetheless effortlessly reproduces my scale. Imagine his few patrons assuming his creations to be in miniature. Oh my, how perfect for the garden. He cranks out reasonable facsimiles in multiples. Tiny, jolly, and colorful. Well, one out of three ain't bad in this city. But I'm through. I'm coming home, my cousins, so to the rest, goodbye. And to my current neighbors and predators, if you're heading out of town this weekend and can spare a ride, I'm forest bound or bust. I take up very little space, and I will pay for gas and trolls. This is Gnome de Plume. Many thanks.
Thank you. And one day, hooray, another Thank you.